Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the fighting men of the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week till it's over, over there. Okay there, men. Pick out a beam and push those GI ears into the loudspeaker, for here comes that big show of yours, Command Performance, with your favorite stars taking care of you guys who are taking care of the stars in Old Glory. From New Guinea to New Delhi, from Cairo to Chungking, and from Dawson to Darwin, it's Command Performance time for each one of you who fights and works for Uncle Sam, and for all you folks throughout the United Nations. And right now, for thousands of you who've made special requests for a very special favorite of yours, here she is, your mistress of ceremonies, Dinah Shore.
Thanks, Ken. Hi, fellas. All us girls who date you men on Command Performance send Christmas love and kisses. And we hope that little guy 1943 does right by you. Speaking of Christmas, we're not seeing much of Santa Claus this year. We got the old boy working full-time on GI business. But our real Santa Claus here in Hollywood is Sam the mailman, who brings us those wonderful letters from all over the world. Digging into that mail tonight are Dorothy L'Amour, the Mary Macks, Ethel Waters, Jose Turby, and the bands of Harry James, Tommy Dorsey, and Count Basie. And while this million-dollar gang gets ready to fall in and count off, here's a tune that comes in for plenty of scribbling from you Command Performance foreign correspondents, those mad about him, sad about him, how can I be glad without him blues. I went to bed last evening feeling blue as I could be. I couldn't sleep last evening for what was worrying me. All the tears I've wasted would surely fill the deep blue sea. I've got those sigh about him, cry about him, Lordy, where am I without him blue? He keeps me walking on the board, and like a fool I ask for more. Although I know he isn't good, I wouldn't leave him if I could, I know. I'm not the first on his list, I'd never be missed. I wish I had a dime for every girl he's kissed, I swear I'd be a millionaire. And yet I wouldn't care as long as I could get my share. I've got those mad about him, sad about him, how can I be glad without him blue? He makes my dreams go up in smoke, and then he treats it like a joke. He's just an ordinary sort of guy, and yet I love him till I die. Poor me. I've got those mad about him, sad about him. How can I be glad without him blue?
Thank you. Thanks a lot, fellas. Out there in the Pacific area, I wouldn't know just where, is a guy named Reginald. Now, I never met a prize fighter named Reginald, but among the world's prize fighters are the U.S. Marines, and our Reginald is Reggie Thompson, a leatherneck with an idea. The same idea held by a fellow named McCall and the Navy gang at a U.S. advanced destroyer base. The idea is not a new one, but it's a good one, say we. It's to have the Mary Max give out with the old gray bonnet. So Max, put on that bonnet for the AEF.
On your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch all Dobbin to the shack. through the fields of clover, we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch Paul down into the shay. Through the fields of clover, we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shed. Through the fields of clover, gonna ride to Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shade. Dee-wee-da, dee-wee-da, through the fields of clover, we will ride on Dover on our golden wedding day. Put on your old gray bonnet with the blue ribbons on it, and we'll hitch old Dobbin to the shay, old Dobbin to the shay. Through the fields of clover, we will ride on it over on our golden wedding day. Through the fields of clover, we will ride to Dover on our golden wedding day.
I'd like now to put in a call to a little island in the Galapagos group and say, what's doing, Jimmy Brunton? Jimmy's little island, according to Jimmy, is about 3,000 miles from the good old USA. And according to the gang there, this will be a red-letter day if their favorite gal does their favorite tune, St. Louis Blues. Well, in the USA or the AEF, when the boys think of St. Louis Blues, they think of our one and only Ethel Waters. Sing it, Ethel.
See that evening sun go down.
Oh, no.
I hate to see that evening sun go down.
Oh, sister,
'cause my sweet man's done left me in this town.
Your good man,
if I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today.
Oh, Lord.
Feeling tomorrow like I feel today.
Took your man away.
I'm packing my grip and making my getaway.
And make your getaway.
Why, that St. Louis woman, that wore them diamond rings, led my man around my uneven string. If it wasn't for her powder and for her starboard hair, the man I love wouldn't have gone nowhere. But the St. Louis blues, and I'm blue as I can be. My man's got a heart like rock cast in the sea, or else he wouldn't have gone so far from me. But when you see me leaving pin creep on your door, won't be dead, just ain't coming back no more. Got my railroad blues, railroad fare, feel like riding and it gets nowhere. Even get me a train 15 coaches long. When you look for Waters, I'll be gone. The train I ride is marked San C. Carry me back yonder to Tennessee to my dear old mama and dad. Bestest time I ever had. So long, 'cause I'm on my
Thank you, Ethel Waters. Fellas, you know how tough it is for a new swing band to hit the big time. And so right now, I want you to be very considerate and tolerant of a group of musicians who are trying their darndest to get somewhere. They've been on command performance a number of times, so they're getting a little better known. This band has a good trumpet player. I think the name is Ziggy Elman or something like that, so that helps too. The leader's name, I believe, is Tommy. Yeah. Well, isn't this a silly way to introduce the great Dorsey? Hold tight, fellas. Here's Tommy Dorsey with your girlfriend, Marie. Tell us in those letters to command performance, you'd even trade your share of tomorrow's powdered eggs for a big dish of boogie-woogie. You also tell us that as far as you're concerned, head man in the boogie department is Count Basie. Basie and boogie, man, that's really cooking with butter. So to warm up those Neeson huts near longitude 150 and latitude 60, here's that hot combination, Count Basie's orchestra and the Basie boogie. solid, Count Basie, solid, thanks to you and your band. Well, fellas, Dorothy L'Amour never ran for public office, but she just won a command performance election at APO 875. So Dottie now has to give out with a little patronage. The deal involves Lieutenant Nick, Sergeant Karnick, Corporals H.W. and M.M., and all the anti-aircraft lads who rode in on October the 6th from 875. L'Amour also has agents at Box 1304 Pearl Harbor. How about it, Walsh? And when Command Performance and Dottie get through to APO 838, it honeys up Sunday morning for Sergeant Hume and a certain quartermaster platoon. Likewise, at APO 514, where she packs the boys into an 8x8 medical room, Dottie gets thanks from Yanks. APO 929 is partial to L'Amour, too. So for all these reasons and hundreds more, here's one of your favorite songs, I Remember You, with the Joe Lilly Chorus and Dorothy L'Amour.
Was it on Tahiti? Were we on the Nile? Long, long ago, say an awesome. I recall that I saw you smile. I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. I do, didn't you know?
Thank you, Dottie L'Amour. And now Command Performance takes heed of the thousands of commands from Harry James fans. For Jimmy Noel and two buddies in Africa, all of whom have become proud fathers since leaving the USA, for Corporal Niley and the AA gang somewhere in Northern Ireland, for the crew at Baboon Lagoon, for the traffic cops on the New Burma Road, for Palumba, for Telly, Wynn, Hergett, Ritter, and Chirepi at APO 667, and for the mob at APO 827, who say only the Japs can tear us away from the radio when Command Performance is on, we obey this order, Sleepy Lagoon by Harry James and his orchestra. Mary James. Now, I'm calling Sergeant Connors at APO 853. I'm just plain Dinah Shore, Sarge, not Diana. And start collecting the cabbage from Jim, because I'm singing tonight for you and the guys who sweated out in construction barracks number 2. Out there in the Pacific, Private McWhirter says, don't forget Bill and Hank and the Marines on Maui. Brother, girl, never forgets a Marine. Hello to the boys at APO 869. Van Wert, Oliver, Shear, Stanton, and Norton, and Corporal Renfro. That's Renfro of the Signal Corps this time. Hello, Chris, Tom, and Eddie at APO 959. Stay glued to that radio, fellas. Captain Davis, somewhere in Alaska. Glad you're getting command performance now, so take care of those 9 tubes, won't you? Tommy Augustine and the mob. I guess we're practically brothers and sisters by now, aren't we? I'll be your cheerleader any day of the year. Poor Bill Oliver. I mean, Olivier at Pat Wing 7. Let's do a book of Olivier's poetry, fellas, huh? That guy's my favorite poet, by the way. Anyhow, to all of you around the world who are so darn swell to me, I'll take care of more of the mail again soon. But right now, let me take care of a song that lots of you have asked for. They can't take that away from me.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. Smile just beams, the way we dance till 3, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on a bumpy road. Changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me.
Fellas, we get a swell hunk of American journalism called the China, Burma, India Roundup, put out by Captain Fred Eldridge and the mob over there in India. And Fred, your staff sergeant friend here claims you're also a 10-gold man at tiger hunting. So we've got the Mills brothers here to give you a little background music. Hold that tiger.
Hold the tiger, 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 where's the tiger, where's the tiger, here's the tiger, Hold the tiger. Where's the tiger? Here's the tiger. No. Hold the tiger.
Well, fellas, I reckon as how you'd like to have me say thanks to the many musician friends of yours in the bands of Tommy Dorsey, Harry James, and Count Basie, and to the rest of the crowd that popped in to warble or play a few bars on command performance tonight, to wit, Dorothy L'Amour, the Merrimacks, Ethel Waters and Company, and Jose Iturbe. On the other hand, I reckon it's how we'd like to say thanks to all you guys. So many of your letters say that command performance makes you feel like you're right here with us. Well, it makes us feel like we're right there with you. And especially around Christmas time, that's an extra good feeling. I know you won't be doing much Christmas shopping this year, which reminds me, if that Hitler is wondering what he's going to get for Christmas and throughout the new year, we're wrapping up billions of dollars worth of stuff marked Made in the USA. And in order to get it to him fast, we're going to drop a lot of it from the sky. And a lot of it. This is Dinah Shore, fellas, saying goodnight and love from the USA.
Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, answering the requests of you men in the United States Armed Forces and our friends throughout the United Nations. Thanks for those letters, men, and keep them rolling in to the station to which you are listening, or to the Special Service Division, War Department, Los Angeles, USA. This is Ken Carpenter saying so long from over here, and the best of the best to all of you over there. Command Performance is presented by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This broadcast is part of our English language shortwave service.